Welcome to Torah Tumach on Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying Perek Chof Vav of Mishlei, Chapter 26. The Perek has a few themes. In the first 12 psukim, we have Mishalim that are specifically about the fool. Then we have Mishalim that are specifically about the lazy person. And then from Pasuk Yud Zayin until the end of the Perek, we have Mishalim about argumentative and hateful people. So there's the fool, the lazy person, and the argumentative or hateful person. So let's learn one idea from each of these themes, and we'll begin with a couple of psukim about the fool, and we're going to be starting with pasuk aleph. Kashelek ba'kayetz uchamotar ba'kotzer kein lo nove lichsil kavod. Like snow that comes in the summer and rain that comes in the harvest, so is honor not appropriate for a fool. And then let's read pasuk dalet. Al ta'an ksil ki'ival toy. Don't answer a fool according to his folly. Penteshve lo gam ota. Lest you too come to resemble him, meaning don't answer him in the same way that he speaks, lest you come to be like him. So before we can understand this, let's go back to our definition of the fool from Perek Aleph. The fool's not someone who is gifted with less intelligence or someone who has a lower IQ. It's someone who doesn't make thought-out rational decisions. It's someone who allows himself and his decisions to be guided by his desires, by his impulses. He doesn't use his intellect to govern his behavior. It's someone who abdicates his responsibility to think and to act wisely, and he isn't guided by his inner reasoning. So now let's look at these psukim again with that in mind. Like the snow that comes in the summer and the rain that falls in the harvest, so is honor not appropriate for a fool. Says the Malbim, snow and rain are both great for the soil. They're important for the soil. They're critical for the crops to be able to grow. But not when they come in the wrong seasons. When you get snow in the summer, sheleg bakayetz, and you get rain in the harvest season, Matar bakotzer, it ruins the crops. Rain rots the crops in the harvest season. Snow damages the crops in the summer when it needs warmth and they need sunlight. And in the same way, kavod is terrible for a fool. Kein lo nove lichsil kavod. If you give honor to a chacham, if you give honor to a person who wants to make thought-out decisions, if you give respect to a person who has prepared the soil in his heart and he's planted it with chachma, then this encouragement can empower him, it can help those seeds of Chachmah to grow. It can help him actualize everything that he's planted and bring it from potential to actual. It's like the snow and the rain that falls in the right season. It's so critical, it's so important for helping the seeds to grow. That's what encouragement does for a Chacham. But if you give honor and validation and encouragement to a fool, and he has nothing of substance planted inside of him, it can be destructive. It reinforces his foolishness. It's like that destructive rain or snow that falls at a bad time and an inappropriate time. It inflates his warped sense of belief in his ideas, and it reinforces his beliefs that reasoning isn't important, self-control isn't important, and that being led by desires and impulses is fine and actually works and is all good. So honor or encouragement for a fool can actually be very detrimental. And now let's try and understand Pasuk Dalet that we read also. Al tan ksil ki ivaltoi. Don't answer a fool according to his folly, penteshve lo gam ota, lest you come to resemble him. Again, we said the fool is someone who makes his life choices based on his impulses or his desires, instead of making rational decisions. He doesn't make wise choices, he doesn't think about what is the wise thing to do or the smart thing to do. So now that this fool has made these impulsive decisions, he needs to justify his choices. He needs to silence that voice of conscience inside of him. So what he does is he makes arguments as a cover or as a justification for his choices. He raises so many questions and so many arguments and so many doubts. Maybe he has arguments or doubts in Emunah, maybe in Halacha. But it's important to realize that this is not because he genuinely questions the truth or he's genuinely seeking to understand. He's just doing this to justify his poor choices because he wants to live a life that's led by impulse. So now, clearly, engaging in debate with him isn't going to be constructive. He's not arguing because this is what he genuinely believes, or because he's genuinely trying to understand. He's just trying to justify his position. You can give him all the logical proofs in the world, but he's got a narrative, and he's going to stick to that narrative, and he's trying to prove that narrative. If someone tries to reason with the chsil, even if they say things that are logical or sensible, it's going to have no effect, because his resistance is not intellectual, it's emotional and behavioral. So it doesn't help to answer him with intellectual arguments. He knows the truth, but he rejects it because it conflicts with his lifestyle, with his desires. So Shlomo HaMelech advises, Al ta'an ksil ki'ivaltoi, don't answer a fool according to his folly. Don't engage with him on his terms. Don't be dragged down to this distorted reasoning or this dishonest debate. It's not a sincere inquiry. He's just trying to justify his position. And engaging with him can actually end up damaging you. It can pull you down. You could even come to resemble him. So sometimes the best response in a situation like this is actually silence. And now let's learn a pasuk about the lazy person. Pasuk Tesayin. Chacham otzel be'enov, mishiva mishivei tam. The lazy person is wiser in his own eyes than seven wise men. The lazy person, he thinks he's smarter than seven wise men who speak words of substance and who give him intelligent replies. So the Masilas Yesharim tells us that this person is someone whose laziness prevents him from listening to others. His laziness prevents him from listening to wisdom or to the advice of those who could guide him. He's too lazy to listen to other people who will help him improve. Too lazy to improve. So he creates this narrative where everyone else is stupid and nobody knows what they're talking about and everyone else makes no sense. And he tells himself that he's smarter than everyone. But this is all also coming from a place of needing to justify his life choices. His arguments don't come from a place of searching. His arguments come from a need to justify his position because he's too lazy to improve. So says the Malbim on this pasuk, there's more hope for the fool than him, because he thinks he knows everything and he refuses to listen to other people. In Pasuk Yud Beis of this parak, the Malbim describes how the fool's not actually completely hopeless. One day, he might recognize that making good decisions is better than following your impulses and following pleasure. Maybe that will come with maturity one day. There's the possibility for a fool to evolve into a chacham. But, he says, if someone's self-righteous and they believe their own narratives, they can never change. If they're a chacham in their own eyes, if they think they're perfect, they can never improve. To improve, we need to be open to change. We need to be open to the possibility that we've got it wrong. We need to be able to question our assumptions and our beliefs. It's a prerequisite for being able to change and to grow. This lazy person in our pasuk, he's a chacham in his own eyes. Chacham otzal be'enov. He thinks he knows everything. He refuses to listen to these seven wise men. And so the path to self-improvement is totally shut off to him. Now there are a lot of psukim in Mishlei that discuss laziness, and we've looked at some of them before. But the Sichos Musa points out that this pasuk, it's the last pasuk in the book of Mishlei about laziness. Because at this point, there's no hope for him anymore. If he fools himself into thinking that he's smarter than everyone, if he's rationalized his laziness, then he's never going to change. So Shlomo HaMelech doesn't discuss him anymore. He's beyond hope. Lazy people can improve. But this lazy person who isn't open to the possibility that he's wrong, who justifies his narratives, who's rationalized this laziness, he refuses to learn from other people, who's a chacham be'enav, how can he ever improve? So our lazy person is never mentioned again in Mishlei until the end of the book. And finally, let's read a pasuk about the argumentative and hateful person in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Bisvasav yinacher soinei, uvekirbo yashis mirma. A hater dissembles with his lips, and within himself he places deceit. Explains the Metzudah. This pasuk is about the smooth talker, who pretends he's a nachri, a stranger from hatred. Bisvasav yinacher soinei. With his lips, he talks about how he's a stranger from hatred. He doesn't hate at all. Meaning he talks and talks about how he loves everyone and he loves you and he's not upset at you at all and everything is fine and friendly and happy. He's a stranger from hatred. He doesn't know hatred at all. But uvekirbo yashis mirma, he's full of deceit inside of him. He talks and talks about how he loves everyone, but he stores all of the hatred and all of the resentment inside of him and he doesn't let it go. And if you recognize anybody in this pasuk, you'll appreciate how frustrating this can be. The Ramban references this pasuk in Mishlei in his Perush on a pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. The pasuk reads, "Loisisna esachicha b'lvavecha, you can't hate your brother in your heart. Haychech techiach esamisecha, you should surely rebuke your fellow. Loisisa alavchet, and don't have a sin because of him." And the Ramban explains the juxtaposition of all these mitzvahs in this pasuk and the connection between them. "Loisisna esachicha b'lvavecha, you can't hate your brother in your heart. It's not an option. It's not allowed." But sometimes someone actually wrongs you and you're upset with them. You feel upset in your heart. So what you have to do to make sure that you don't hate him in your heart and be over on this mitzvah and be the person described in this pasuk in Mishlei is confront him about it. You have to discuss it with him. Reads the next part of the pasuk, Hecheach techeach es amisecha. You should rebuke your fellow, meaning talk to him about it. Bring it to his attention. Tell him that you are upset. The Ramban says, ask him, why did you do this? And then the third part of the pasuk, Lo sisa olav chet, you won't have a sin because of him. Because otherwise you'll have the sin of hating him in your heart if you don't talk to him about it. Then you never get a chance to move on, and you'll be this person who hates him in your heart. Says the Ramban, you're not allowed to hate him in your heart. You're not allowed to pretend that everything's fine on the outside if you're upset and resentful on the inside, like described in this pasuk in Mishlei. But if you talk to him and you ask him, why did you do what you did? And you discuss it with him, then that can create the possibility for moving on. Maybe he has an explanation or a justification for what happened. Maybe he'll apologize. And note how the Ramban says, ask him, why did you do this? And I think this is such a key part of the process. Don't assume that you know what happened and that you know why he did what he did. Before you tell him that you were hurt, ask him why he did what he did. Says Stephen Covey, seek to understand and then be understood. Because we all know what it feels like to be on the receiving end of being totally misjudged. It's so frustrating, it's so painful. So we should give people the opportunity to explain themselves. Maybe in different cultures, expectations are different. Maybe they didn't realize that what they did was hurtful, and now they can apologize. But the bottom line is that if one keeps the hatred in one's heart, and we pretend that everything's fine, but we're really storing the hatred, then we can never move on from this. Bisvasav yinacher soinei uvekirboyo shismerma. A hater dissembles with his lips, and within himself he places deceit. This is the behavior of a hateful person or an argumentative person. And whilst it's not comfortable to have uncomfortable conversations, it can create this space for forgiveness and for moving on. So to summarize, this parak discusses the fool, the lazy person, and the hateful person. And we looked at psukim that describe their different barriers to growth. So the fool and the lazy person, they justify their narratives, and they rationalize their behaviors. And that's their biggest barrier to being able to grow. And the hateful person hides his resentment and he stores his hatred in his heart. And this is his barrier that prevents him from moving on and from making peace. Thank you for learning together in the merit for Refuah Shelema for your Nina Sima Bas Daphna Hinder and all the wounded members of Tzahal amongst all the ill of Klal Yisrael, sponsored by Nina and Chaim Shenker.